So let's begin. So we dropped. Let's begin by just going back to one. Last week's issue, we discussed the cellar, the wine cellar, with the room going into the rest of the house, right? And and we came to the conclusion that was the shach that is, I think, available on this source sheet. And let me just pull up the source sheet myself. But yeah, that shach on the top right, not much of it, but on page 2, right? So that was the case where the Ramah describes that there is this cellar that they used to use the big door to put the wine in, the wine barrels in, and then there was a small door that went to the rest of the house. And the Ramah said that if the door to the rest of the house is large enough, so that's really the main door. And then the door that goes from the cellar to the street, so that would be considered a minari door, and therefore would not require a mezuzah. And therefore we extrapolated that to be like if a person has a basement, and out of their basement they have a door that goes out to the, a driveway door, a door that goes from the basement out that's never used, or a storm door, or something like that. So he suggested that would not require a mezuzah. So that was Monday night. So I think Tuesday night, yeah. So I actually went to somebody's house. So the person is not, there's a Jew who owns the house. They have children that live in the area, so they bought a house, but they're not ready to move here yet, so they're renting it out. So the people that are living there are not religious, or weren't going to put up their own mezuzahs. So the person wanted mezuzahs on their house. So he sent me down his mezuzahs to put up on their, to put up in these people's house. So I went through one of these split-level houses in Bala, and they had an interesting case where they had like a laundry room. So from the hallway in the house, you can walk into the laundry room. The laundry room was big enough to require a mezuzah. It was 4x4. And then there's a door from the laundry room that goes out to the backyard. So it's one of these cul-de-sacs, right? So potentially you can like use that back door to go out to like the next street over. So on the way to shul, you don't have to walk all the way around the block. Potentially you could just scoot out the back of the house. So there's this door, like sort of like behind the washing machine or so, like not so easy to get to. So I asked the person living there, "Do you ever use this door?" So the person said, I don't even think it really opens. Like we certainly don't use that door." So I said, "Aha! This is the case of the Ramah and the Shach, right? That there is a room here. There's a room from the house that goes into this room, right? So therefore, that's going to be considered the main door. And there's this doorway that goes out into the backyard, which never gets used." So I said, "Aha! So therefore, that should not require a mezuzah." So I told this person, the person who owns the house is a Talmud Chacham, and also is apparently likes very nice mezuzahs. So I told him, "I used up your mezuzahs. There's a couple of shilas which you can let me know what you want to do, but this is my opinion is. I said I don't think that door needs a mezuzah, because they said it barely opens, and they're only going to use it once in a while." So this person wrote back to me. He said, "That's interesting, but what do you do with this Aruch HaShulchan?" Right? Because the Aruch HaShulchan seems to describe this case, where there is a door that rarely gets used. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands that Ramah is that he says that it's only going to be used for a specific item, meaning the wine barrels. The way the Ramah set up the case is that it's a door that they only use for wine barrels. So the Shach said it only gets used once in a while. So what did the Shach mean by it being used once in a while? Did the Shach mean that it only gets used once in a while, like every couple of weeks or every couple of months or something like that? Or did the Shach mean that it only gets used for a particular purpose, but it's not used as a standard way of getting in and out of the house? So the truth is that is a footnote in the Agur Bohalecha that we sort of skimmed through last week that we didn't really focus on. And truth is, did I leave it in? No, I sort of took so I didn't put it in the source sheet tonight. But if you look at last week's source sheet, so there's a footnote there in the Agur Bohalecha where he has that machlokas. He, the Ogre Ba'alecha paskins my way. The Ogre Ba'alecha paskins that it's a door that only gets used once in a while. But he acknowledges that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Because the Aruch HaShulchan says that it only gets used for a specific purpose. So this is probably a door that wouldn't have a specific purpose, but it only would get used once in a while, at least by the family that's living there now. I mean, the family living there now doesn't have to worry about walking to shul. Or, I shouldn't say doesn't have to, doesn't worry about walking to shul. So, that being the fact, that door is never used by them, because when are they going to walk through the back of the cul-de-sac in order to get out to the street? But when this person, Emir Hashem, moves in one day, so they will be using that door, and because they will be using that door fairly regularly, so there we'll have a mezuzah. However, I pointed out to the guy, but then, by then, you'll sell the house that you are now, and you can bring your own mezuzahs. You don't have to buy an extra one off of me. So, and then at that point I said, Ad kan me as the rabbi, now I'm just the salesman. Do you want me to order that mezuzah for you or not? And he came back saying, yes, so we'll put up a mezuzah there, although Lufiani is dicey, I don't think it is necessary. Anyways, that was Chazara of last week's shiur. So this week
I don't know if you can do anything about it, but you seem to be cutting out like 10 seconds or so.
It's not just me,
right? Yeah, it up. So I've been getting like a little message flashing across my screen that your internet connection is unstable.
No, like a 5G
or whatever. So I don't know. I have enough bars on the bottom here that looks like I should be good. So I don't know. The computer has been doing this. I'm not sure why, because it was.
Are all your kids on devices right now?
Yeah, it could be. It could be, although. Although Shua stayed at the Leidenheim house, so he's not on anything. But, all right, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the. We'll do the best we can. It looks like I have bars, so I don't know what the story is. I'm very well connected to my printer. My list here says.
So to follow up to your previous discussion.
Yes.
Problem if you put a mezuzah on a door that doesn't need one.
So I think there's two. There's two different types of that. One is if it doesn't need one. I mean, you can make a case in halacha that this needs one, right? You can make a case and say, you know, the Vilna Gaon might have meant that you need one. The Rambam holds you need one, right? So I don't think you have anything to worry about if you're held up by a solid Shitas Rishonim. It's when like you really don't need one that I think it's a little bit more of a problem. Like I've seen sometimes like in the middle of a wall. Because there, I will learn next week that you need to have a doorpost and a lintel, right? You need to have something on the right and something on top. So I've seen that there's only been something on top and nothing on the right, and someone just put a mezuzah in the middle of the wall. So I don't. Besides the fact that anybody who's a Talmud Chacham that walks in there is not going to be very impressed. I've encouraged people to take them down. There's actually one case where somebody wanted me to check when the other person was out of town. They wanted me to check their mezuzahs and like their spouse, or I wanted to give it a spouse or whatever his house it was. The person hiring me didn't want somebody in the house to know that their mezuzahs were being checked. So in this house, they happen to have a case like that. Like in the middle of the living room, there's a mezuzah sitting in the middle of the wall because, oh, that part of the room is the dining room, that part's the living room. So I like told them, like, there really shouldn't be one there. They're like, no, you just put it back. Put everything back where you found it. Like, we can't let them know, we can't let the person know that you're here. So there I swallowed and put it there. But generally, if it's really a case that it's really clearly not supposed to be there, so I don't think it's a good idea to just have Tashmishe Kedusha laying around, you know, just but etc. But I don't think there's a Baal Tos of it. There's also an issue if you put two on one door. That Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. Like we might get to this, but he describes a scenario where like there was a mezuzah on the door and it was painted over seven times. So to get the mezuzah off is going to be difficult to do. So Rav Moshe was asked, can we just put a second mezuzah on there that we know is good? And to that, Rav Moshe said, no. That Rav Moshe said would be an Isser of Baal Tosef. So that he would, you know, of adding on to mitzvahs inappropriately. So that he would not allow to be done.
But more than one.
Okay. All right, so on to tonight's...
You're still bouncing in and out. I just want to go in and out or something.
I was standing. Let me... Maybe it was, I was above the microphone or something, so I'll sit down here. Maybe that will help.
Yeah, they didn't do it with the microphone. I think it's an internet issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that freezes up every 2 seconds.
If you
updated
your Zoom.
If I updated?
Well, they update Zoom all the time, so.
Oh, I don't know. All right, I'll log out and come back in. What? Oh, no, it's a family of six. It's one of the sons, his wife, and four kids.
You say that when he was a family of?
Six. Six.
Family of six. And they'll be staying the whole shiva, I
assume. No. Just tomorrow night and Wednesday night, probably.
Right, okay.
Got it. Okay, so, all right, so we are up to here, Yud Tes. So the tour actually spells it out. The Beis Yosef just says, and that's what Rav Huna said in the Gemara. So the Beis Yosef, the tour here says on Yud Tes, Aruba Shebein L'Aliyah, Shebein Bayis L'Aliyah. So you have a space between the house and the Aliyah. The Aliyah is the upstairs. But it's not like upstairs nowadays. It sounds like it's the house, and then there's like another house on top. So there's this space, like sort of a, you have a hole in the roof that goes up top. Va'olin la besulam, and you go up there via a ladder. Okay, so what about that? So that first of all happens, right? You have an attic, or sometimes people in our house we have an attic that you pull down the ladder thing, and then you climb up to the attic. So is there a need for a mezuzah there? So the answer is no, because the mezuzah is required to be 10 tefachim high, and the door up to the attic is flat, right? So it's no tefachim high. So therefore, that's not going to require mezuzah. However, what seems to have happened here is you made a space around the ladder, right? The osin saviv hasulam, you made around the ladder a hekif mechitzos. You surrounded it with a wall of mechitzos. Pamim lamata baragli sulam, upamim lamala barosha. And sometimes you did it at the bottom, and sometimes you did it at the top, or both. V'yeshbo tsuras ha-pesach. And then your way in and out to the ladder, you go through a doorway. So v'makum she'osin oso chayiv. So in the place that you did it, so then you would be chayiv. V'masu lamala v'gam lamata chayiv l'shtayim. And if you did it up top and you did it below, so then you're going to be chayiv both. Right? What's the din here? Why are you going to be chayiv both? So this is the din of A, if it's at top, it's a doorway into the upstairs space, which is a door into the upstairs space. And if it's below, even if it's not 4x4 amos, it's just a ladder room or something like that. So that would have the halacha of a beis shar, right? As we said, a doorway that leads to another doorway and there's a space in between. So that's going to require a mezuzah. So the Torah says both of those things are going to require both of those doorways potentially are going to require mezuzahs. So you have this right by the secret staircase up to the rabbi's office at shul, right? So that goes from the kitchen and around to the office, right? There's that staircase. I don't know what you call it. When it goes up and to the side or something, right? So that space is certainly not 4x4 amos, but yet, nevertheless, it is a door that leads to another door that leads to a room, and therefore it requires a mezuzah, and I believe both of those doors do have mezuzahs on them. Okay? So now, just a side point when learning the Gemara itself, and we're not going to get into this because I don't think there's a nafkamina, but the Gemara actually says, lachain, therefore, and goes on and goes to the previous sif. The previous sif is that of the four doorways. It says, therefore, if you have a room that has four doorways, all of them are going to need a mezuzah. So why is that a therefore? Why does one halacha lead to the other halacha? So the Rishonim struggle to figure out why that is. Why one leads to the next. And truth is, you could also ask why the Torah puts them in the other order. But anyways, that's the halacha. So you have a doorway at the bottom, a doorway at the top, so both of them are going to require a mezuzah. So this is, by the way, the rule for a, if you have a staircase room, like in a school where there's a separate room where the staircase is, so those rooms require a mezuzah based on this Gemara. Now, you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So the Shulchan Aruch itself just quotes this din here, not in the right place there. There we go. So it's Siman Reish Pei Vav Sif Yutes. So what does he say here? He says, Aruba Shabin Bayis La'aliyah, you have the space between the house and the upstairs. Va'olim La Basulam, you climb up on the ladder. Va'osim Saviv Hasulam, Hekif Mechitzos, and you place around the ladder these Mechitzos, these walls. Pamim Lamata Baragli Hasulam, Pamim Lamala Barosho, sometimes at the bottom, sometimes at the top. V'yeshbo Tzura Sapesach, B'makam She'osin Oso, and there's a Tzura Sapesach where you do this. Chayiv, V'masu Lamala V'gam Lamata, you're going to be Chayiv both. Okay, so that is the that's the din, and this actually comes up I've seen a bunch of houses around here. Like there's in the secondary staircase, often there's a door at the bottom, a door at the top, and therefore both of them really require two mezuzahs. And I just see that message just went across that my internet is unstable. I don't know if I faded out or not. Yeah, all right.
It's not any better. It's going in and out. We're getting like every 20th word, so we're getting 95%.
So, how does the door at the bottom help? I can't visualize.
Yeah, so surprisingly, all these picture books, none of them had a picture of this.
In our house, the house that I grew up in, there was a door that went into a stairwell. At
the top, there was another door to the attic. Right. Right. But the chiddush is why. I'm going to leave to the other side of the room. It's a little bit closer to the router. Let's see if this. I don't know if this is any better. I know the light's probably not. Is definitely not going to be better. But. How about, we'll see if this gets better. So the, okay, I mean, the staircase case you can figure out, right? That's the, please ignore the mess behind me. The staircase case we can figure out, right? That's like the shul, like that staircase that goes up to the office in the shul. There is actually in Torah Academy, when I got my mezuzah tour of Torah Academy, has anybody ever gone to the roof? Joel, you ever went to the roof at Torah Academy?
No, after all those years, I've never been to the roof.
Okay. So the way up to the roof is actually you open a door. And actually, there's like essentially a ladder that goes up to the roof. It's a very small, narrow room that essentially you go straight up in order to get to this door that leads to the roof. So that would be, that could be a case. Here, all right. So, anyways, therefore the staircase rooms are going.
Yeah, it's not the syrup, but you know, it's almost. There.
Well,
I don't know why it's not focusing.
You have that blur on the back.
Get it. Oh, gosh. Video settings.
Okay.
Just the low, Alexa. Video. think this black fountain. Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Yes, that's it.
It's okay. I'll fix it. Choose video filter.
Right.
Oh, here. Video filter.
Blurring.
No. All right.
Yeah, I give up. Okay. I'm not gonna figure virtual background. Oh, here it is. None. All right.
Now show us the picture.
Hold it up.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's one of those Anik things. You see the steer is falling. Turret on it, but the steer is falling.
Right.
It is coming down from the ceiling.
That's that first case we're talking about.
Staircase,
yeah, and I'm just saying, but the way I pictured it is if you put a door per here and a door like further up.
Right. Okay, the truth is, this case is not that, this part of the case is actually not so lemaisa, meaning, alright, that's the halacha, meaning a room that, truth is, you didn't really need this shir to know this halacha, because we already learned this in the past. It really is the halacha of a base shar. You have a doorway that leads to a narrow area, or a small area that leads to another area, and therefore you're going to be chayef. And therefore it would require a mezuzah. Now, where this does get into a very a questionable area is the question of elevators. I mean, how does this then apply to an elevator? So an elevator could be it's sort of the same thing. You walk into a space, it's less than 4x4, but yet it has a function of taking you someplace else. So does it then require a mezuzah? And then you have the further question of if it requires a mezuzah, or a mezuzah on the way in, on the way out, both, right? Where would a mezuzah be? So if we take a look here at the Chovas Hadar, so the Sefer Chovas Hadar here, it says, right, Beis Shara, Omeid Bein Makom Ptur L'Makom Chayiv, Obein Makom Iker L'Makom Tafel, right, you go in Bein Gina L'Bayis, Bein Shagina Pesucha Mitzad Echad L'Rishus HaRavim, Bein She'ena Pechusa Pesucha Chayiv V'Mezuzah, right? So this is the din of a Beis Shara B'Pesach, Shebein Gina L'Beis Shara. V'Pesach Shebein Beis Shar Labayis B'Yamin HaNichlas L'Tzad HaBayis. Right on the right, going into the house. So, wait a second. Did I not put in the right page here? Sorry about that. Ah, I'm sorry. I have them in the wrong order. Yeah, I'm sorry. So go to the next page, page 4, to Yud Aleph. So Yud Aleph there, it says Pischei Ma'alis. The door is into a elevator. So says the Chovas Hadar, Chayvim b'mezuzah b'pischei habinyan, shenichnas in derech sham l'malis. You need a mezuzah on the door of the building going into the elevator. Uvekoma hasmucha l'rishus harabim, yikvena b'yamin hanichnas l'malis. So if you have a floor that is close to rishus harabim, you would have a mezuzah there also going into the elevator, meaning on every floor, you would have it going into the elevator when it's from a public space. What?
Lost a few seconds.
Oh, gosh. So, right, if you have the opening to a elevator, right, you're chayv and a mezuzah on the... Now, remember, there's two doorways, in essence, when you talk about an elevator, right? There's the doorway from the... That's building, that's stationary. And then you have the doorway in the elevator itself. So says the Chovas Hadar, when you have a elevator... So you would have it on the door going into the elevator of the, but the door part, but the building part of the doorway. Okay, and any space where you have sort of a Rishus Harabim area, it would be on the building part of the doorway going into the mezuzah, going into the elevator. However, uvishar makomos, but on other floors, meaning if it's an apartment building and it's someone's, you know, it's the residence floors. Then Ari says, "Yikvena b'yamin hayotzei l'chol koma." You need an elevator on your way out of the mezuzah, on the way out of the building, on every floor. Okay, that is the shita of the Chovas Hadar. Right. So if you think about a place like YU, which the Belfer Hall, which is what 17, 18 floors, something like that. Right. So that's a lot of mezuzahs that all of a sudden get added in. Right. Because it's each mezuzah, each elevator is going to need one potentially on every floor.
So in all cases, you could elevator door is going on the building.
So
the first floor, it's going into the elevator.
Yeah.
Right, and it's going to be going out of the elevator on the other floor.
Yeah, so that's the shita of the Chovas Hadar here. Okay? So if you...
I haven't seen one of these ever, have you? I mean...
I went to... I don't recall seeing mezuzahs on the elevators.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Okay, so... There you go. I was going to say anybody who right. So we'll see. There are four positions about this. So this is the opinion of the Chovas Hadar. He quotes one other one. Now the Chovas Rav Moshe disagrees. Just full spoiler alert. Rav Moshe paskins differently. So therefore, and Rav Moshe paskins doesn't need any mezuzah. So therefore, in America, the minhag is to paskin like Rav Moshe, not to have it. But in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in the Haredi neighborhoods in Eretz Yisrael, it would be pretty common to find them, to have mezuzahs on the elevators, right? But either way, you got to think about why or why not. I mean, what's going on here? What is an elevator? What is that room? So if you notice the footnote here at the bottom of the Chovas Hadar, the mezuzah doctor told me, Moshe, I texted Moshe today, he said he paskins like the Chovas Hadar on this. So if he's going to put up mezuzahs in a school, he's going to put mezuzahs on an elevator, even in America, against the Shita of Rav Moshe. So here in the footnote, Chafei, he says, Dad, in the, I believe the lift, the door to the lift at the Young Israel of Hillcrest does have a mezuzah on the door from the outside going onto the lift.
Take a look.
I think there is one there.
Well, if Moshe was there, then you would have put one there, it sounds like.
Right. Right. So footnote here, Chafei, so he says, he acknowledges this is a mechudash halacha, right? He says, I have to give a source for this, kefisha nira lefiya niyaz daisi. So he says, menachos daf lamadala ramad aleph, this is our Gemara. It says, itmar lul ha-pesach bein ha-bayis la-aliyah. You have the space in the door from the house to the roof. So Amar Rabbi Huna, im yeshlo pesach echad chayv mezuzah achas, yeshlo beis pesach chayv b'shtei mezuzahs. And Rashi says, lula pesach zehu darkan, right away, aruba, be'emsa ha'aliyah, va'olan la min ha'bayis b'malos, va'osan dalim mechitzo sava b'malos. So you're going to do this space in the middle of the place that goes up, and you're going to go up there from the house into the staircase, or into the elevator, va'osan dalim mechitzos, and you have four walls surrounding it. Right, amalus lamatik they shlo yeren adam min haliyah levayis kiim bershus baliyah. Right, and the only way for you to get to the upper floors is through this elevator. Vosim pesach b'mechitza v'chein osim b'nei aliyah dalad mechitza savavaru b'lamalu v'hen pesach. Right, and each of these doors are going to have four walls surrounding the quote unquote aliyah. We'll call it an elevator. The Gemara will call it a ladder, and therefore each opening is going to require its own mezuzah. Right? Me'ata malis hanahugas kiyom b'minyanim ahayu mamish ka'osu lul hamatzu b'Rashi. Right? And therefore it says the Chovas Hadar, our elevators are exactly like the case in Rashi. Al shemokum la'alus v'malus yishkan koach akar hamalu mori. Just instead of walking up and down steps, there's another way of going up and down, and that is by use of the elevator. So therefore, he says you're going to require a mezuzah there. He says, so why not put a mezuzah on the elevator itself, right? That would save a lot of doors, meaning that's the room that's taking you up and down. So why not put a mezuzah on the elevator itself? So he says, the bottom part here, he says, aval tamalis atzmo nir she'enu chayv mezuzah. He says, but the door itself, the elevator itself, he says that part is not going to require a mezuzah. Why not? Sharei eno mishamish kiim lemaaver, because that's something that moves. Veino azir lishtamish kiim kishu betenuah v'havi ohel arai. That's a movable ohel, which isn't chayv in mezuzah. That's like a car. But filu midin beis shar eno chayv. It's not even chayv because of a beis shar. Now go up a page, because I put the pages down out of order. El shadayin tzarechim medivir rashi, sharech lahazim retaras ha-mechitzos, l'chor ha-mashra sh-mechitzos she'in lehem atara, eno mechitzos chayv in mezuzah. Okay, I'm not sure what he means by that. But then the end here, he says, but then he quotes also the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak, that he was added about a mezuzah on a elevator. V'hal l'sham l'kvo below bracha b'pesach tahamalis. V'halo b'pesach ha-kvo b'minyan. He held to put it on the elevator itself, right? The Minchas Yitzchak said to put it on the elevator itself. Why did he say that, right? We saw Dvar of Haim, Likvoa below bracha bePesach ta'amalis avalo bePesach hakavu beminyan viyasod dvar of haim al pi divrei hachamude Daniel veodachrom the vedavar haroy l'tashmisho afal pi sheim bo dalad al dalad chayev v'imkein gam bishar tonai chayev v'mezuzah mezuzah. Therefore, even though the elevator is a diras arai, it's created for this purpose of taking you up and down the steps. So therefore, it says the Minchas Yitzchak, according to the Chamud Daniel, he says you could put it on the mezuzah, on the elevator itself. Okay, so that's the Mahalakas. I think the Chovas Adar and the Minchas Yitzchak might have been related, actually. I'm not sure. Certainly, they worked together in the Eid Haredes in Yerushalayim. So we have two shittos here. One is the Chovas Sadar, which says a mezuzah on every elevator door on the building on the way into the elevator, and then another one on your way out of the elevator on every floor. And the Minchas Yitzchak says, no, one elevator on the door of the elevator itself that's going to be taking you up and down. If we go down here now to page 5, so this is taken... It depends on the elevator.
Well, the elevator
door itself or the doorpost?
Right, you're putting it on the doorpost, not the door itself.
When you're riding the elevator, you can't use that door. You can only use it when it's at a floor. So the mezuzah should be on the building, on the floor.
So you're a Chovas Hadar guy. Right. Right. So I think the Minchas Yitzchak would say, remember our Yesod, the biggest principle in Hilchos Mezuzah, and that is mezuzahs go on rooms, they don't go on doors. So the Minchas Yitzchak is going to tell you that no, the elevator is a room, and the room is being used that way, even though by itself it might not be a real room, but it goes up and down. You use it as a room. So therefore, you would put a mezuzah there. That would be the Minchas Yitzchak's answer. But what do you mean?
You can't go out of the elevator unless you're at a floor.
Oh, okay. But just because you can't do it at all times, I'm not sure that... I mean, you put a mezuzah on your prison door, potentially. Even though you can't go in and out whenever you feel like it.
Well, I don't mean whenever you feel like it. I mean, physically, the elevator door doesn't go anywhere.
Right. Okay. All right, look, Sam, you know, you're an American guy. You grew up in Oil City. You're probably influenced by Rav Moshe. So let's hold off a little bit. Shalom, Michael. Good to see you. And it's been a while since you got a haircut.
I know. I need a haircut. I've been listening, though. But what about the fact that the elevator doors are often opening into corridors, right? So presumably this is moot because that's not a space itself that requires...
Well, usually it's a space that leads to a space that requires a mezuzah. I mean, it's going
to
lead into
a
car...
On those doors.
No. The doorway from the mezuzah, what the Chovas Adar will say is that when you leave your elevator floor, you're now entering a hallway, right? That or a corridor, as they might say in England, right? So then leads you to your apartment. So therefore, it's a door that leads to your apartment door. Therefore, it would qualify as what you call a base shar, a gatehouse, and therefore it requires a mezuzah on its own. Now, this is assuming it's a Jewish-owned apartment. That's another reason you're not going to see it too often here in America. Right? In Israel, everybody's Jewish, so they're going to put mezuzahs all over the place. But in America, you're not necessarily going to do it unless the majority... You know, maybe in one Montgomery, you should require it. You know, I don't know.
Does the size of the elevator matter at all?
Yeah, so according to... I don't think so, because so far not. Because according to the Chovas Adar, he doesn't care what the size is, because he's going to say it's a base shar that's leading to the next room, no matter what the size is. The Minchas Yitzchak is going to say, I don't care what the size is, because we're being makbid like the Chamudi Daniel anyways. And the Chamudi Daniel, the whole point of the Chamudi Daniel was, he doesn't care what the size is, as long as it has a particular purpose. So it seems like not. And you're right, and most mezuzahs in Israel, in these apartment buildings, are often not dalet al dalet, I would assume. They're usually smaller, they're pretty small. Okay, so if you look here, this is from the book Inside Stam by Rabbi... it's over there. I forgot. There we go. By Rabbi Mendelowitz. So he has, you know, a few... It's mostly about... about the actual mezuzahs and tefillin themselves, but he does have this question here. He does have a parak about chapter about different mezuzah questions, which some of them are, you know, a little odd, like why you choose some over the other. But anyways, he does this question in detail. Does an elevator in an apartment building require a mezuzah? So you can see there are more opinions regarding this question than perhaps any other in Hilchos mezuzah. Before presenting them, we must clarify that the question relates on two distinct door frames. One is the door frame of the actual elevator itself. The second is the door frame on each floor through which one elevator exits in the elevator compartment. With that in mind, we can now present the various opinions. I forgot what the order is. The first order he quotes here is from the Minchas Yitzchak. The actual elevator compartment itself requires a mezuzah. And then he gives you the logic. Ooh, sorry, upside down. Oh man, I didn't download it, so I can't. Well, I have the book itself, so if you've downloaded... Right, so, sorry about that. I can also turn my computer upside down. I guess then I'll be upside down. Opinion two is the door frame on each floor requires a mezuzah on the right side when exiting the elevator. So this is, he's quoting, opinion three is the Chovas Sadar. Right, so he's going to say, I think, that's like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Because he's going to say the elevator itself does not require a mezuzah, but any time you leave from the elevator into a larger space, it's going to require a mezuzah, like Rabbi Akiva Eger says with the closets, right? You're not going to require a mezuzah while walking into the small closet, but he would say, but then you need a mezuzah from the small closet going into the larger room. So that's opinion number two. Opinion number three is the Chovas Adar. And then opinion number four is an elevator does not require a mezuzah. Right? Why is that? So if you like the logic behind this opinion, the door frame on each floor does not require mezuzah on the right side because it doesn't generally lead into the elevator. It generally leads into a shaft, right? And the door doesn't open. So that's not going to work, right? You'll plunge into the abyss, as he writes there. Right? That's not what the Torah had in mind. Nor is a mezuzah required on the right side of the door frame on each floor when exiting the elevator because it's like a doorway in the middle of nowhere with no permanent room going into it. So therefore, there is no chiyuv mezuzah there, and maybe it would even be considered tasev lo mina asoy. What? Sorry. Yes? Okay, so for that, for Ravosha's opinion, I actually brought you sources for. In the footnote here in the Inside Stam, right? So he quotes that from Ola Yeshurun b'shem Rav Moshe. So who wrote the Ola Yeshurun? Anybody know? Going once, going twice. From Philadelphia. So Ray Felder's Sefer and Hilchos Mezuzah. From the Northeast. So Refelder asked everything to Rav Moshe. So probably one of the more authoritative sources for Rav Moshe's opinions are Refelder's Sfarim. So Refelder there writes that it doesn't require mezuzah. I looked on Hebrew books. It did not have a copy of this. It only had Refelder's father's Sfarim. But I did find it in volume 3 of the Mesoras Moshe. So it's not, Rav Moshe doesn't have a tshuva about it, but they do record the opinion in the Sfarim that have come out over the last couple of years, just recording Maisim from Rav Moshe. So if you look at the bottom there, number Reish Nun Ches, he says, Malis Petur Mi Mezuzah, he says, Veheshev Rabbeinu She'en Lasim Mezuzah Al Delas Shel Malis. Don't put a mezuzah on a elevator door, the afshesamim al pesach shel cheder madregos, even though you put one on a staircase, zemi shemushim pamim mishtam shem madregos shemushim achem akun shemanichim sham chafetzim v'chedome. That's because you often use that room, you might put things in, things like that. I'm not sure why you need that, why it's not enough that you use the room to get from one place to another. But anyways, that's what he says. Malis shekol tashmisha hi la'aviru makom makom. That's only a place that you use to get from place to place. Ein zeh nechshav kederach tashmish shematzrich l'mezuzah. That's not considered a usage that you're going to require a mezuzah. So therefore, Rav Moshe says no, and the this is the page I meant to show you in the very beginning of this year. Footnote Yud is the footnote that I was recording to. But then there is a sefer also that I found here on page 10 and page 11. This is a sefer I found in the Kolel Orchos Rabbeinu, where they record, he records various positions of the stipler, of the Keyless Yaakov, of Chaim Kanievsky's father. So here he talks about elevators as well. And interestingly enough, the stipler and Rav Chaim are Mekel. He says, Amar li Rav Chaim, she'aviv amar lo, she'pesach hamalis ba'atzma patur mimezuzah. That Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that his father told him that the doorway to the elevator itself is exempt. And this is what he said. Pesach she'ola v'yorid eino pesach. That a door that goes up and down is not a pesach. I think he even quoted the tzaddik from Oil City when he said it. He said, I once heard a tzaddik from Oil City tell me that a door that doesn't open and only goes up and down is not a doorway. So we at the echtov, and then I'll say, Mashemasul Talmud Chacham Meheman Bedas Mareinu Zatzal. I'll tell you what a Talmud Chacham told me in the name of the stipler, Hagon HaGadol Mareinu HaRav Moshe Feinstein. I quote Rav Moshe. So Shachlu Mareinu Zatzal, Lishol, that is, he says here, Rav Moshe sent a Shaila to the stipler, asking him, I got trouble with this, but asking him if you require a mezuzah on an elevator, Pesach HaMal is famous, Pesach Cheder HaMadregos, whether it's like a Pesach of an elevator, and that's like a doorway into a staircase. V'amar lo, the stipler, Mareinu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal, Kim Shamalis Ola v'Yoredes, because it goes up and down, L'fi Yetzorah, V'lo Nechshav El Ke'in Chevel, Sha'al Yado Nispasim Levatim. Right? He says it's considered like a rope that's just pulling you to the houses. V'inam Sham Makom Klal, it's not even a place. V'lisa Allah Shem Bayis Shar Upatir, and therefore it's not considered a base Shar, and therefore you're Pater. U'mifneikach, therefore, Gam Einzach Mezuzah V'Pesach Hachnisa L'Cheder HaMadregos, D'zeh Nechshav Rak Kachur Be'emtza Hakir, Sh'nichnasim Darko Im Chevel She'ein Alav Shein Pesach. So he says it's simply like a... it's simply like a space in the emptiness where you take a rope and jump down. V'raki misha madrigos, only if there are steps that are permanent, that would require a mezuzah. But here, where you need the elevator itself to get you up and down, that's not going to be enough to require a mezuzah, it's not even a beis shar. V'chein noeg, and that's what Rav Moshe held, v'lo asa, he didn't make a mezuzah on the elevator itself, v'lo bichnisa l'cheder ha-madrigos, nor on the way out of the elevator. That's what this Talmud Chacham told me, that who was the messenger of Rav Moshe to the stipler. Interesting that Rav Moshe asked the stipler a shayla. That's wild. But anyways, v'chein das gisi hagona gadol ha-reir ha-rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, right? This is the opinion of my brother-in-law, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Shlomo Zalman were both sons-in-law of Rav Eliashiv, right? Shepater mi mezuzah, that you're exempt from a mezuzah, gam pesach haknisa l'cheder madrigos, even in a doorway going into the staircase. V'amrli, and he said, ki pesach niftach la'aruba, v'iyevshar lotzeis l'sham, v'einze pesach ha'asoy li'etziya v'knisa, v'rak teva mitalteles lokeches es ha'adam. V'chein hora gisi zatzal l'maisa. Right, he says that you're putter because it's only something taking you from place to place. But I'm not sure why he would exempt the staircase, though. That seems to be the case of the Gemara. I'm not sure. But then the final case here, he says, what?
Is he exempt?
Yeah, so this is quoted in the Agrabah Alechi. He did quote, if I could find it here. Rav Shlomo Zalman was quoted in the Agrabah Alechi. I just can't find this where it is right now. Oh, Din Cheder Madregos, Din Pevav... Yeah, here he quotes, actually he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach differently here. Here he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you can look it up, this is in his Tshuvos, that he thinks that it's exempt, but it's good to be machmir on these elevators. Okay, I'm not sure what he means here in this sefer. But then he quotes it from Rav Eliashiv, Moreinu, right, Mam Vav Hei Reish Yud Shin Aleph, Moreinu Harav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv Shlita, right? He says you do require a mezuzah on the way into the elevator, actually into the stairway from the elevator. And his son-in-law Rav Chaim said, "B'taimo, because he holds the malis havi kasulam the pesach aliyah the chayv mezuzah din kan da malis shemayla umorida bekvias machshiva kasulam the pesach aliyah shemachuyev mezuzah." Right? He says that therefore it's considered like something that moves up and down, and therefore you're chayiv. And the final makor here is, you can see here in the Maseches Mezuzah Shehitfis Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's what we have here, where he says, "Iayasulam metaltel." And look over there. What he's saying over there is that that it depends if the stairway is movable or not. If the ladder in that space is movable, so then he says it's not going to require a mezuzah because it's not usable much of the time. But if the ladder there is permanent, so then it would. So therefore, you have these opinions. I think generally speaking, in America, most opinions follow Rav Moshe. I noticed in Lower Marion Synagogue, there's an elevator there. They do not have a mezuzah on the elevator there. Torah Academy does not have an elevator on there. Does not have a mezuzah on their elevator. But of course, I was the one who did their mezuzahs. I think generally speaking, there is not. They don't put one on. Except if the mezuzah doctor did it, in which case they do put it on, because he paskins like the Chuvas Adar, and I think in Eretz Yisrael it's probably much more common that they do put mezuzahs on the door, especially because if you're in, you know, you live in one of these apartments in some, you know, in Beitar, one of these Haredi neighborhoods in around there, so, you know, one guy says, "I hold that it requires a mezuzah." Who's going to say no, you know? Who's going to say, "What are you crazy? Like, you don't require a mezuzah," right? Of course they're going to put one up. So that's... Right. So the truth is, I remember walking around Ramat Beit Shemesh last time I was there, noticing all of the carports have, which don't necessarily have it Tzuras HaPesach, as we'll see. There are mezuzahs all over the place in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure, but they're following, you know, the shita of the, hopefully they're following the shita of the Chovas Adar and not just, just making it up on their own. Okay, I guess that's enough. Next, shir, and at the beginning of it prepared, is about double doors when there's really double doorways. If you have two doors and there's a post in the middle, so does that require, do both doors require, when could you consider it one door and therefore one mezuzah for the stretch, as opposed to being two doors and therefore you might require two or three or four or five or six mezuzahs, depending on how many doorways there are. But maybe we'll stop here, and don't forget, it's a fast day tomorrow morning, and hopefully we'll pick up Emir Seshem next week. Sorry about the internet, we'll have to...
It's gotten better now.
Okay, maybe it's closer. I moved closer to the box, so maybe made a difference.